Anybody need?
Okay, so we're starting going into Reish Lamed Beis. So what we did the first part of this man was Oina, which is Reish Chaf Zayin, Reish Chaf Ches. That was Oina, and Oina is when the problem with the sale is in the actual psika. In other words, everything that you discussed happened. There was no ramos in the deal itself. The problem is that the price that you made up is not fair. So that was the whole sugya of Oina, when everything is exactly the way it was told over. Everything is exactly the way that it was discussed, but the etzem psika, the Torah says, is not fair. It's the price is not fair. Now we're talking about Reish Lamed Beis is when we're going to start Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois is that the problem is not in the psika, the problem is in the price. The problem is in the Mekach itself. The item itself that you received is faulty, it's not exactly what you discussed. So it's not a problem, it's not because the deal is not fair. The deal was fair, adrabba. The problem is that you didn't get what you discussed. He gave you something less than you discussed, he gave you something different than you discussed, or he gave you something with a mum. Okay? So Rabbi Kahn discussed last week Sif Aleph. He brought two shitas in Sif Aleph, in the concept, and he said that we have to still give us a homework, we have to figure out which Shita does the Shmachaber Paskin like. So what was the Indian there? The Indian there, this is the first case of and by the way, I didn't forget about what we left off of in the case of the ring, right? That the Chassan, the Kala's friend, told her that the ring that you thought was gold isn't gold, so the guy wants to go back to the Moicher, and if he does, she's not married, Lamafreya. So I said, well, we're gonna get to that eventually. I didn't forget about it. But the first case in Mekach Tois, I'll be makdim. Most of the cases in Mekach Tois that we'll talk about are more cases when there's a mum, there's a defect, there's a problem that it's not exactly in the condition or it's not exactly what you discussed. But Sif Aleph talks about something else, that the problem with the Mekach is it's a davar shebemida, shebemishkal, v'shebeminyan. It's something that was sold according to the size, mida, according to the weight, mishkal, or according to the minyan, the amount. And the problem ends up being that it's not the mida, the minyan, or the mishkal that you thought you were going to get. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch starts with that case. Why does the Shulchan Aruch start with that case? Because this is the best way to bring out the chiluk between Mekach Tois and Oina. Okay? Oina is when I told you, I'm going to charge you, like his case, if you were wondering why he used the mashal of 100 nuts, because that's the mashal that Shulchan Aruch gives. So, instead of, the case of Oina would be that 100 nuts would cost $100. 100 nuts would cost $100. And you charged me $116. You charge $116. Okay? So that's Oina. I got 100 nuts. We spoke about 100, I got 100. I overcharged you $116. I have a tefiah to get back with the $16. What if I charged you $105, $110, or $95? Then the Oina, less than a shtus, which is less than 16%, you're Meichel. So you're Meichel on the Oina. What happens if it was $100, I gave you $100, the price was on, everything was fair. But I come home, I only got 97 egoizim. So you would say, well, if you paid $97, you would be Meichel. Or if you paid $103, you would be Meichel. Because less than a shtus, you're Meichel. So what if you only got 97? Or the other way, you got 103. You would assume the same 16%, you're Michael. Zog to Shulchan Aruch, no. Mechila of Oina is only when the problem was in the price that you made up. But if you made up a price to get a certain amount of a product, and you didn't get that product, there's no Mechila on that. There's no Mechila. The deal is for what you made up, and you got to be mekayim the deal. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch starts in Reish Lamed Beis, which is the segue between Aina'a and Mekach Tos. He starts with that case. What?
What's the chiluk between?
The chiluk is because in Aina'a, the concept is that the mistake was in the psikas ha-mekach, in the terms of the deal. So look, I made a deal. Yeah, it's not the best. Sometimes a person's willing to make not the best deal, a better deal, not a good deal. He knows going in maybe what the price is. But over here, when I make a deal with you, I want the deal I made. I don't want to get cut corners. I want the full deal. When the mistake is about the deal itself, okay, so there's a certain amount that a person's willing to, you know, everyone knows you're never going to get the exact market value. A little more, the Rush says even more. The Rush says, there's a machlekes in the Achronim, what's the pshat? But the Rush says that up to a sixth more, the pshat is, that's good for the price. The prices of things fluctuate. So memela, up to a sixth is within the price. But if you made up a price, that's it, that's the deal. Now don't come with me with mechila, and I'm going to throw in, take out some product, or add in product, or demand more. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch inside, is page one in the pamphlet. It's Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. Hamoicher lechaveray, if you sold something, by the way, this is a Mefarshei Gemara Baba Basra, that Rava says that the din of shtus only applies to something which is not moicher b'midah b'minyan b'mishkal. So zok to Shulchan Aruch, hamoicher lechaver b'midah b'mishkal b'minyan, v'ta'a b'kol shehu. So he sold something that has a specific midah, mishkal, minyan, right? Midah, amount, mishkal, weight, minyan. Mishkal's weight, midah is size. V'ta'a b'kol shehu. Chayzer la'olam v'she'ein ayna ela bedamim aval b'cheshbon chayzer. So in those words, chayzer la'olam, the Shulchan Aruch told us two halachas. Number one is, no matter the amount, you're chayzer, and you don't say up to a shtus. Okay, which is, if you look in Sma Aleph, that's what he means. She'ein ayna pirish. Shadafka ba'ina amru chazal demachel atshtus mitam shekasav arosh v'kasav atur v'machabereish l'mchavzayin mishum de'ena moichem alokech v'choylum l'tzamtzim shivui d'mei amekach. Noach, there's the answer. You see that? In Sif Aleph. In the Sma Aleph. That's the answer to your question. It says mishum de'ena moichem alokech v'choylum l'tzamtzim shivui d'mei amekach. You can't always be mitzamtzim the exact value of the mekach. Okay. That's the first line that Shulchan Aruch says. Second line, Chayzer la'olam. What's he saying la'olam? Because remember, in Aina, there's a statute of limitations, which is pretty quick. Ad kedei she'yir l'targo l'kroivai. There's a din, and until you could have a friend evaluate for you the price, then, you know, up to that point, you could demand back the price. But once you had enough time to evaluate the price with your friend, then the halacha is, you moichel, even a shtus. Over here, that's not the case. If he didn't give you the right amount of product, or the right size or weight, you could demand. There's no mechila forever. That's the Sma Beis. Pirish hamekach kayim v'ha'ayna she'itev b'chazeres. That's not what he's talking. No, I'm sorry. That's in Gimel. In Gimel, he speaks out. Pirish afilu l'zman meruba. Okay? So those are the two distinctions over here, and this is going to be the segue into Mekach Tois, which has similarities to Aina and differences to Aina. But this is the segue.
Chazil La'olam is going to be assumed you didn't use it.
Yeah. That's going to be Siv Gimel.
What do you mean there's no Mechila forever? What does that mean?
It means that if I find out after a year, I can go back, and you can't say, well, it's a year later, now you're coming back. Yeah, and now I'm coming to you. So you gave me the wrong amount of product.
There is mechila.
We don't assume a mechila on either party. Even if you waited and waited and waited, you could still demand back your money.
There's no limit?
No. We're going to see the limit is, if you, like you said, if you use the item, maybe. But be'etzem and zman, there's no limit. We're gonna see. Does a sign in the store say returns only up to 2 weeks? Does that help? We'll get to that. I don't know if we'll get to it today. I mean, I thought I would, but maybe not. Okay. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch says, now that we know it's not like a noah, so what is the halacha? So Rabbi Kant spoke out, there's toch machlikas in the Rishonim. This is the Ramban, and he called it the Rashba, we'll call it the Rimagash. The Ramban and the Rimagash, two shittas. The Ramban basically says that the halacha is that you could demand that the person be mashlim what he didn't give you. He should give you the difference. So if you bought 100 yards midah, 100 yards of fabric, and you come home and there's 98 yards, you should get another 2 yards.
It might be that fabric would be a good example, because it could be you
need it's per yard.
Yeah, no, it could be you need a length.
Fine. Maybe it's not, but maybe it is. So, but again, we're talking about cases where you didn't speak out. Well, that's the concept. If you could be mashlim, so you should be mashlim. If you could replenish and fill the deal. Put the deal back to what it was.
What I was saying now is that the lokeh could demand it. Attempted, if I recall that, Rav was saying that the buyer could... Sorry, the buyer could demand. It sounded like the Rav Khan was saying that the seller could block the matos.
And say, I'll give it back to you.
But those are two different things.
It's not clear.
The mechanic is the same.
No, I'm not going into the lumdis. I'm saying the halacha.
Demand that he actually pays me back? Or can you say, I'm not interested in paying you back? Make yourselves give it back to
The other tzad, well, if you can't be mashlim, then it's mekachtois regardless. And if you can't be mashlim, you could tie into mekachtois. That's the main point of the Ramban. The main point of the Ramban is that on something which is shayach to be mashlim, the din is to be mashlim. And if you can't be mashlim, then you could tie into mekachtois. Then you could say, I don't want to be left with the amount that you gave me. The Rashba, the Rimagash, they say that the din is that you basically prorate the deal if it's proratable. Okay, now that means that there's a few nafkaminas. In the one case, is not a nafkamina. In a case where a cup of water. Sorry.
Hot water.
Regular. Sorry. If we're talking about cases where the size or the weight is not intrinsic to the shimush of the item, of how you use it, okay? There's certain things, if you got a measuring cup to measure, certain, you can't say, well, it's almost that, so I'll prorate. Things which are made to be a certain size and their use is determined based on the size, so we're not talking about that. So if you buy land, very often the size of the land is very intrinsic into how you're going to end up using the land. So sometimes not. Sometimes you just want farmland. So you get, it doesn't make a difference how many acres it is. But there are clauses. Something you're going
to
develop, the size is very specific. Something you're going to develop is like that. But like if you have farmland or something like that, you're just buying acres and acres, so it makes no difference if it's going to be 100 or 99. The point is, however many acres you have, that's what you're going to plant with. But if you're buying land to develop, and you had a concept of what you're going to develop, if it's not the size that you wanted, you can't develop it. Because everything works with percentages, and it's very specific. So you can't say, well, prorate the deal. I thought I was buying 100, square feet, 1,000 square feet, and it's, whatever. It doesn't work that way. So if it's something that, based on the size, you can't use it the way you wanted, then there's no deal, and there's no mechila, and you could tie in mekach tois, and you could undo the deal. You get back your money and get back the product. What we're talking about here is things which the size, the weight, or the number doesn't affect the way you use it. So for example, like he said last week, 100 nuts. So if you get 97, you'll have 97. So according to the Rashba, the din would be you prorate and you have $97. So if I paid 100, give me back $3. And that's that. Okay? According to the Ramban, the din is that he has to be mashlim the nuts. So he has to give you another 3 nuts. Or most places can hold, you could give the money to buy 3 nuts back. So you say, well, it's the same thing then. Then you give back right to the $3. The difference is, if nuts, to buy 3 nuts, that doesn't cost $3. To buy 3 nuts doesn't cost $5. You only got $1 a nut because you bought 100. Right? So now you'll say, look, according to the Rashba, you're good. You'll prorate the deal. According to the Ramban, you got to give me the full 100. If I'm left with 97, how am I going to get the last 3? And if you're not going to give me the last 3, I'm going to undo the whole deal.
Or give me $5.
So the guy will say, I'll give you $5. So that's the difference between the Rashba and the Ramban. Okay? Fine. So that's the Shitas over there between the Rashba and the Ramban. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and see if we could decipher who we paskin like. Because a big difference, right? Let's say the buyer comes to the seller and the seller says, okay, look, I'm sorry, right? It wasn't the amount that we discussed. So keep it. I'll prorate the deal. No. I need the full amount, and now I can't get wholesale price anymore. I have to go retail to buy it. Right? The only thing I could buy retail is going to be much more expensive. You bought something by the case. Right? You bought it, and there's a few missing. For me to go to the store and buy the rest, it's going to be more expensive. So the seller's going to say, let's prorate the deal. The buyer's going to say, I want to go with the Ramban. It's up to you to be mashlim the deal. So let's see in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll read it, and we'll see what he passes. Very interestingly, it's pretty vague. So he says like the Ketzad. Machar loy mea egoizim bedinar. So he sold 100 egoizim for a dinar. V'nimtzu either 101 or 99. Nikne mekach. The mekach is chal, so you can't be mevatel it. Umachzir hatois, and whoever has the tois is machzir the tois. Afilach hakamashonim. Okay, so what does machzir the tois mean? What would you think that means? Your machzir, return the mistake. So if you look at the sma in ois beis, the sma says pirish hamekach kayam. You see where it is, the third wide line on the top. Pirish hamekach kayam. The mekach is valid. V'ha'ayna she'hiteyu ba. And the ayna that happened, chayzeres, umashlim loy haminyan oy hamida v'hamishkal b'dvarim she'afshalo lahashlim. So since you could be mashlim, you give him back the amount of nuts that are missing. Ava b'machal akarkav amal she'arucha, etc. And you can't be mashlim, mekach tois l'gamri. So the Sma says mafurish that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Ramban. That what he means, atos choizer, machzir atos, means that the moicher has to be mashlim the amount of the tois. But if you look in the Bir Agra and the Be'er Hagoyla, who both are right beneath the Shulchan Aruch, and they both source out the whole Shulchan Aruch. The Gra and every single piece of Shulchan Aruch sources out the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra says, I'm Be'er Hagoyla. So let's see the Be'er Hagoyla. So he says, Be'er Hagoyla says this is on the right side. This is Lashon HaRambam. Remember der Abba Barbach, Bereish, Perek Beis, the Kedushin, etc. Because of Ramag, B'Shem Ari Magash, the High Choizer, Pirush HaMekach Kaim, U'machzer Mashachosar. You just give back the amount of money that you were choiser. Aval ein betoyis kazu b'shum tzad b'tomek achafil b'yasam mishtus. He's just coming to say it's not like I know, but you give back the money to even out the deal. So he's pasking like the Rimagash, like the Rashba, and so does the Gra. Right? The Gra says if you look at the Gra, he says, Ayin Bera Goy, Lavachin Pirish Arash, Bavachin Kasaran. Aval, there is another Pirish, Shemekach Batel Gamri, Umiu, if Efshalahashlan, Ain't a Batel El Yashlan. So, that's a different pshat, not the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra and the Bera Goyla say that the Shulchan Aruch means the Rashba. The Sma says the Shulchan Aruch means the Ramban. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger on the bottom right, Ain Leila Hashlim. And he brings the Sma. Aval Dasa Rashba Varimigash Daaf Biyef Shal Hashlim Kadam Atzer Atoys. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger brings the Sma, and he says, but the Sma is passing like the Ramban. But remember, there's a Rashba there. It says not like that. So basically, from the Shulchan Aruch itself, you wouldn't be able to know what the Halacha L'maaseh is. So that's what Rabbi Kahn said last week. In a case where there's two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch and there's no clear hachra, whoever's being demanded to take action can paskin like the shita they want that benefits them. So who's ever the one that's being demanded to do something? So if in the case where you got 97 nuts, the moicher is being demanded by the lokeach to do something. He says, give me back enough money to get the other three nuts. So the moicher, the seller, could say, I hold that the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rashba, and therefore I'm going to prorate the deal and I'll give you back $3. That would be the halacha. If, for whatever reason, he got an extra package, it'll be the other way around. Okay?
None of the other achrayim indicate how they passed her, but it's still a suffix.
Yeah. It's not. It didn't get much past this.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the you know, that's why it's a little bit of a chiddush in this case. Now, most cases, again, you're dealing in big items, things that you buy wholesale, stuff like that. So every I'm sure it could happen. But most people, when you're dealing with a one-on-one transaction in a store, usually, if it's not what you wanted, it's not what you wanted. It doesn't fill your tachlis, generally. And in that case, we're not discussing that. Okay? Now, that's pretty much the side of Sif Aleph based on, you know, on that shmutz. So now, let's introduce a little bit Sif Gimel, which is what he mentioned last week, which is the idea of what's your statute of limitations on a mum. Okay? So that's concept of Mida, Mishkal, Uminyan. What about a different type of Mekach Tos? So we're going to now start talking about a different type of Mekach Tos, which is a mum in the Mekach. A mum means it's a blemish, it's a problem. It's a faulty item. It doesn't work the way it's supposed to. There's a problem with it. Okay? So what's the din over there? So the din over there, there's no machlokes Ramban Rashba, right? It's not a matter of Efshal Lahashlim. We'll see if you could fix it, okay? There's a case in the Shulchan Aruch which discusses the following, which is Sif Dalet. We'll talk about a different time next week or so. You bought me a house. I sold you a house, and then you go to the house and there's all these, you know, between when you showed me the house and the closing, something happened to it. Someone came and broke all the windows. So, is that mekach tois? Or I can demand that you fix the problem and you replace the windows. So we'll see, you know, that type of case. Do you fix the windows or do you, you know... But let's just assume it's a regular case of a mum. It's a regular case of a mum in the Mekach. So, let's see inside what he says. Hamoichel l'chaveiroi, if you sold to your friend karka, oy ever, oy behema. Why he chose these, maybe we'll get to next week. But you sold him an item. Oy shar metaltlin. V'nimtza b'mekach mum. And there's a problem. Shelo yada bo elokeach. And the lokeach did not know. Mach zero. He can return. He can return it. Afilu l'achar kama shonim. Even after many years. As long as he didn't know about it. Sheze mekach to'os hu. because it's not what I bought. Okay, now, right there. So, is there any sort of limitation to that? I didn't bother checking. I mean, I didn't check it. But now that I checked it, now, why wouldn't you check it if you bought it? I don't know. I bought something for my daughter's chasana. She's coming back from a seminary, and Mr. Shems, I bought something sitting there. I bought something for a later date. I never checked it. Then I check it out, and there's a problem. So, alachar kama shanim. Okay. So the police can talk about, obviously, this two very interesting shilas. First shila is, so how does the seller protect himself from that? I mean, he doesn't want people coming back in a long time. So the police can pass, and there's a marash dam about it and others, that if there's a clear minig, well, let's say not even minig, if you have a sign, returns are only 30 days, even, right? And even maybe if it says it on their receipt, if there's a way for he understands, you know, that sales final, if it's only returns after 30 days, then that's understood, and it would be his fault for not checking before. Now you say, it wouldn't be his fault, but we understand it to be a mechila. If you, by you not checking within the zman that you have to bring it back, we assume it's a mekach tos. We assume there's a mechila. You're Michael. You obviously don't care. Whatever you're going to find, you're fine with, because you didn't check. So if you didn't check within the 30-day period that you were given, the understanding is that it's a mechila, and you're not, the mecher is not going to have to accept it back.
What if it's something that's like obvious, so you don't want to be mechila? Like, you bought a shirt, you didn't open it, and it's ripped. Yeah, but it's after the 30 days. Still, it's a mechila?
So, Pashas, yeah. Because again, it's not something that you couldn't have told if you. Why didn't you open it? I mean, if it's something that will not come out until you use it, there's no way for me to really see it. It's something which is hidden underneath. It's like you know.
A kerosene in the blast.
It's what?
The kerosene in those casing.
This shit is. What was the example then?
His sister bought a shirt that smelled.
Because
she only
tapped
after she wore it.
Right, okay, so in other words, there's nothing you can't check it, right? So, if there's something you can't check, so maybe that, then not. But.
Or you could say that, no, you bought it all tonight, that you're going to check for any moment in 30 days.
I did. But this is a hidden thing that you can't see. Even if you drive, until you drive it around for a few weeks. You don't realize that.
It's raining, you turn into the wish wipers, you're not going to work.
If you're buying a shirt, it says 30 days return, and then you come back and it's missing the holes for the buttons.
No, I understand that, yeah, because that's something when you open it, you see. But there's something that you open it, you see.
It 3 months to open it. So.
No, that's a problem. That's something, it's a mechila. Hagufa. Why'd you wait 3 months to open it? You obviously don't care what you're going to find in there.
What if the seller knew it was defective? Would that change anything? Seems like it shouldn't apply, because it seems like your case is where neither side knew something was wrong.
That's a great question.
Under what context?
We never really had.
I don't think Muslim Geneva. That's a case of Geneva. You stole from me. I didn't want to buy a shirt that had. Even if I waited 60 days to find the.
If you knew it, then it could be. It could be, then I have a tain of Aynah. Not just mekach tos. So it could be that I could get back some of the money. Maybe.
It wouldn't be Geneva? Straight up Geneva? You sold an item. Yeah, you know it was damaged. I had no intention of buying that.
Yeah, so.
So that I'm not
in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about that.
I'm not Meuchel in Geneva.
The Shulchan Aruch does not discuss that case. But, I think I saw in the place game, but I'm not sure. It's a good question. Now, it, what happens if, that's why a lot of stores have, that there's no return on seasonal items. But if the store did not say that, and by you returning it now, the seller is going to take a loss, because now you can't sell it. Seasonal item. And for him to store it is not kedai. So he's not going to be able to sell it. Doesn't matter if he's still allowed to return it. Okay? The case where it may be different, which is, again, but it's a sif later, we'll get to it, is when the seller is really only a middleman. What happens is the seller is not the manufacturer or something like this. The seller himself is planning on returning it back to the person he got it from. And because you waited, he lost his window. Right? To get it back from the other guy. So there, maybe that's different. Because you were Pasha Peshea, it's not his fault either. So now, it could be that, in that case, it's different. That's in the first Shulchan Aruch later. We'll see about that.
I assume this is just restricted Jews dealing with Jews. You can return stuff to Walmart that doesn't fit within this criteria, correct?
I mean, they have their own criteria. What's...
They have their own criteria.
Okay, so...
If it's more liberal than...
You're buying it al das, even by a Jew. If there's set out rules of returns, then you're going to follow those rules. Now, what you're bringing up is a point that makes things very interesting in our version of commerce, because most of the time, or very often, we don't have straight up mekach tos. Because even if there's a problem with the sale, what does the seller usually tell you? I'll give you back a different one that's better. Or that doesn't have that problem. They're not often going to give you back your money. Store credit, we'll fix it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about that. There's no case, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, oh, I'll take it back and replace you with a different one. There's no such precedence for that. In the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Mekach Tois or not Mekach Tois. There's no... Well, listen, you bought it, so I'll replace it with a different one. But since that's the Minhag HaMedina...
But I'm giving you Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. It's like I'm paying you back. Why is it any different? You're paying it back with Subi.
I'm giving you a store credit to buy... No?
You get a different one.
You can't demand
it. If it's a different one, it's the same thing. It's
still abuse of policy. Lands End, for example, is a very liberal, let's not avoid the elephant in the room here, has a very liberal return policy, which has been abused by Lakewood and now refuses to ship anything to Lakewood. Because people were buying stuff and returning it a year later or whatever it was.
2 years, 3 years,
whatever it was. But I'm just saying, here you have a Gaisha company.
When the kid goes into the next grade.
Whatever. I'm just saying, it's right now you don't get to a Gaisha company, but affecting, you know, essentially you're affecting your neighbor also.
You have to work within the policy that the company sells it with. If that's not the das of the company, you shouldn't do it. If it is, then you could. But
same issue is it with Walmart in the Catskills, because people go up there for the summer. And
okay, let's keep specifics out of this for right now. But point is,
isn't the store giving you a different one? The same. Equal to
because if Shava Kesef means I can do what I want with the Shava Kesef, not Shava Kesef and do this with it. You're giving me a store credit. I don't want store credit. I'm sick and tired of dealing with you. Next one I got by is going to be the same problem.
Same Shavas
as
the Kesef that you pay?
It does, but I don't want to make cash flow because the sale is finished.
Yeah, I want to go back. I want cash. I don't want...
If I owe you cash, why can't I pay you in the equivalent of cash? Why don't I have a right to decide how to pay you back? I owe you $10. Here's $10 for the peanuts.
No, but you're giving me if you because I what I mean I gave you money. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I gave
you money back. So here's the equivalent item.
By Nezikin, there's a reboy of Shava Kesef Bemeitavar whatever over there. What's the pasuk? Yoshev, the rabbi Shava Kesef Kekesef. But by halva, you have to give back money. By choiv, by poil, you have to give back what you made up. I give you cash, I want back the cash. So lemaisa, our form of demanding back our form of demanding back, what's it called? That you just give me a replacement is not really in the Shulchan Aruch. But again, if you bought it, I'll das Kane.
It could be in the Rashi, but the Zman Hazeh, when I buy a shirt, I'm not buying this particular shirt. Every single shirt in Hatbox is exactly the same. I don't have any yuchus to any. It wasn't like in the olden times where I buy a pot from the guy who banged out the pot because everyone was a little bit different.
I don't know if that's the point. The point is, we made it, but when I walk home, the kinyan is on this one. But I'm just saying, if that's the minig, and that's clear, that's spoken out, so again, you're buying al das, the rules of that particular store. Okay? Now, again, there's a interesting sma over here. If you look in the sma, yud, he says like this. If it's something that the lokech could be mavchin, he could see immediately. He could have tasted it. He could have used it. Test driven it. It's on page 3. And he was not makbid. And the moicher mocher loy stam. Einai Chayzer. You lost your rights to Chazara. Now this Sma is Meraf Shenekra. Sma is saying anything that you could see right away, you lost your rights to Mekachtos. The Shulchan Aruch said you can go back Lachar Kamashonim. So how could the Sma come along and say, oh, but if it's something that you could see right away and you didn't, you lost your rights? What's he talking about exactly? What's he talking about? What is this Sma saying? So, the Piskei Tshuva over here brings two pshatim in the Sma. But the first pshat is in brackets, where he says, V'huz al-kasav de'ein kan machloikis. It's in the Piskei Tshuva Aleph. And he says like this. It's in the brackets, like halfway in the middle of the first column. He says, "Kibashmois asma v'shachrin, achin yesh l'chalik. Dim koydim gemar ameka chayochal afchin. V'zeh apirish l'alter." Meaning, he's talking about that it's something that would have easily, you could have seen very easily before buying it. If you could tell before you bought it very easily, and the person told you, look, take a look at it, make sure you're comfortable, do whatever you want, come back. And then you're like, you know, so you take the test drive, then you come back, and you're like, oh, by the, you know, a week later, there's a dent in the car. There's a dent. You didn't see it? Walk around. I gave you the car. Look around. It's right there. I didn't hide anything. I gave it to you to look, and it's right there for you to see. So the assumption is that you were moichel. So anything which is, now, something which is like a shirt is not like that because you can't look at it before. If you open the package, deal up, sale's over, you can't. So I'm not letting you. But if
something that's right there, maybe, that you could see, the part, the collar is ripped, and that's how you could tell, just by picking up the shirt, so then maybe.
Okay, I mean, yeah, probably. So something, even then, but you're not expecting. You're not expected to do that. You're not expected. There was no shakvatari about that. You bought the thing in the package. I'm not looking at it right now. I come back. Oh, you should have seen that before. I mean, I'm not looking at it before. I bought it in the package. You don't want me to look at the package, right? So carefully. So Memela, the Sma is telling us a very important halacha. It's something which you could tell before. It's something which there was a conversation about. Or if the moicher said, you know, I'm not going, I want you to look at it carefully because there's no, all sales are final, something like that, then you don't have a right to come back later to do it, okay? However, there are some exceptions in the Sefer Piskei Mishpat. He brings down four exceptions to the Sma's rule. He brings down, one is when the lokeach, the buyer asked about something, and he was reassured that it's not a problem. So even if the problem that he asked about is something that he could see, but since he asked the seller before, and the seller reassured him that it's not a problem, so he wasn't mechuyev to be suspicious that maybe it is a problem. And if he finds it out to be that way later, he's allowed to come back and tayin mekachtos, because he was reassured on something that it was not the way he thought it was. Or if there's a minig that you don't check for that type of thing. Like I said, it's in the package. They don't want you to look at it. Even if when you open the package, you see it's all stained. Okay, but still, the minig is you don't check that item before you buy it because it's in the packaging. Now, here is where there's a svar, like you said, you bring down from a few tshuva svarim, that if the thing is so bad that it's not usable, then there's no way that he was moichel that. The seller can't say, oh yeah, I guess you were moichel. Nobody is moichel that. It makes it not usable. So obviously the guy just didn't look care. You're right, I should have checked more carefully. But this is not a punishment. The lumdus here is not, you should have looked, and since you didn't,
so you
didn't care. No. It's just right. It's just that there's an assumption that you saw it and you don't care. So the moichel is allowed to say, you probably saw it and you don't care. Now you're changing your mind. But if there's something that there's no way anyone has ever moichel, it just, if it affects the actual use of the thing. It can't function the way it's meant to be functional, then obviously the guy just didn't see it. So there would be no claim to do that, okay? So that would be in those cases. So what I want to talk next week, we'll talk about hishtamshus. Okay, if you use the item, at what point do you lose the rights to the mekach tois?